everybody. This is Ricky with Beers with Aging Nerds coming at you with another vlogcast. I think this is number 5. That can't be right. Either way, I'm excited to be able to talk to you guys without having a cold. I might sound like garbage, but I feel 100% better. Minus the fact that I went climbing yesterday for the first time in a week and some change, and my body feels like garbage, but that's okay. That's what happens when you get old and lazy and don't stretch out well enough. This week, I've had a couple beers, but I bought some more beers, and so I'm becoming a true beer nerd, where you buy all the stuff, but you never actually consume any of it. Excited to get into some of those cans, but my wife being sick and me being sick, it was a little bit of a fight. So let's talk about some of the beer I bought. I wanted to buy a bunch of IPAs, so I grabbed I grabbed a trapdoor. That's what this one is. Thank you. Have a nice day by Trapdoor. Trapdoor is from Vancouver. They make solid beer. You can see what it looks like in a glass. It tastes really good, actually. I don't know why I say like that. Actually, like, I wouldn't expect it to be. They make excellent beer. If you haven't had Trapdoor from Vancouver, Washington, you're missing out. They had a triple IPA that kind of went as, I'm going to call it, sister beer. That was excellent. It was, I posted about it last week. It was a strong beer without being like a punch in the face, and it had great flavor, and it looked beautiful, and it tasted great. And it had sign language on the front of the can, which was fun. But yeah, either way, that's not what we're talking about. I bought the triple IPA, or the hazy IPA, thank you. I bought Firestone Walker, which I haven't had one for a while, but I was looking for like a smaller can. I was kind of filling a couple 12-ounce beers. And so I grabbed that one, and I don't know if I even know what it is. It was Shinerbach Wicked Juicy Pineapple Coconut. And Shinerbach is one of those places that we don't buy a ton of their beer. Obviously, they're from Austin or the Austin area. But they everything we've had from them is a solid beer. It's not like the best beer I've ever had, but it's usually pretty tasty. And I enjoy drinking a Shiner, but all the variants are really fun. Like, they have their winter, I think it's called the Winter Warmer, whatever their Christmas beer is. That comes out once a season. They have their Ruby Red, which is a pretty solid one, and their Wicked Juicy was surprisingly a good beer. It's a hazy IPA, and it wasn't bad. Especially at $2 a can, you can't beat that. It's a solid beer. So I grabbed this one because I wanted to see what it would taste like. But the really big ones I grabbed was I got the Matchless Cookie Jar, which is a cookies and cream Imperial Stout. And then I grabbed a peanut butter stout from Triceratops, and I'm really glad about getting both of those because Triceratops posted a picture with both of them in a picture, and I was really excited to be like, I want to give both of these, give them a shot. So I'm really jazzed about trying those. Hopefully this next week we'll crack open those ones. But the ones that really got me going were the Culmination Brewing MCS regular and the vanilla. I think it's vanilla maple MCS. I love bourbon barrel aged beers, but I've got to the point where I'm trying not to buy the big 24-ounce or 22-ounce ones that cost $20+. I've tried to move away from that game, and so I've been limiting myself to the $9.99 beers or like the $13 beers. And 13 might be, I haven't completely defined my rules, but I'm finding a surprising amount of good beer at like $10. And that like gives me the ability to have a good barrel-aged stout without the fear of being like, oh, what happens if it's not amazing? It doesn't live up to a $24 hype. So I've been a big fan of kind of entering that world in there. And I actually had a beer to talk about later on that fits in there. But overall, it was I'm excited about grabbing those because a buddy on Instagram, Just a Pint, called those out. And they look great. Culmination is up there as one of my favorite breweries right now. This last time we went to Portland in September, we were able to visit there, and they have excellent beer. I mean, and that's not to say that the beer I've had before from them wasn't amazing. Everything I've had from them is really good, but they're visiting there and enjoying their beers and the vibe and the location. It was just awesome. So I'm a huge fan of them right now. But yeah, this week I have a couple idea topics. They're not huge. One, I wanted to kind of talk about mostly I want to talk about, I'll transition to it. I don't even want to say what it is. And the other one is just a little bit of beer thankfulness and kind of talk about kind of the plans I have for the next two, maybe three episodes. I have a plan. I have a more firm plan for one for sure that I need to start working on now. And then I do want to talk about, I don't know. I have a couple ideas. I need to nail them down a little bit better, but either way, we have some good stuff to talk about. First, I want to talk about the History Museum event. Unfortunately, I had to miss it, and it sounded like it was a fun one. It was a bootleggers ball. So they had I think Heritage was there dropping off some of the bourbon barrel aged mixed drinks, and it would have been a fun one to go to. Plus, the topic seems very interesting. But the pluses, the major pluses. Next year, the list has already been released for what's going to be, what is the events are going to be, and I'm assuming they are doing doing basically the same thing with where you can buy a 4-pack. So we're definitely going those again. And once again, if you're in the area, if you enjoy beer and activities and stuff like that, it's definitely worth going. So I would highly, highly recommend it. Along with that, once again, I'm going to throw out my recommendation for the, it's Fort Nick Squally, all their evening stuff for adults as well. Even if you don't like drinking beer and you just like doing crafts and stuff, you need to go for the crafts and stuff. I find myself drinking a little bit less there and just playing around with stuff. I have within reach one of the projects I've made. In fact, I could probably pick out 3 or 4 off my desk right now. We made these little journals that were really cool. I mean, I haven't really used a journal much, but it's really fun just to try to do this kind of stuff. And they always have people there have killer knowledge of the history and of the location and the thing that they focus on. Like, there's a really cool little woodworker there. The guy who does the metalworking is awesome. It's an excellent event. Everyone should go to it. One quick interesting note of news. So my wife and I were thinking about looking into the Dark Arts Festival. I don't think it's called the Dark Arts Festival, but whatever the one is at Fort George where they do all the bourbon barrel age stuff. And it was one of those things where we were like, oh, that'd be kind of fun. I saw something post on Instagram, so I sent it to her, and we were both kind of like, yeah, that might be a cool night and a fun thing to do. Plus, we love Astoria, and always have a good excuse to go back there. So we were excited to go, and then we looked, and the tickets were sold out, and I was like, that's a bummer. Oh, well, no big deal. I didn't really bother me because we hadn't really thought about it much anyways, and the tickets were, I think, were $50, so it was kind of expensive. But this weekend, I got talking to a couple guys about it, and they said that it sold out in 10 minutes, and it's one of those things where it's like, 4 years ago, it sold out within a week. 3 years ago, it was sold out in a day. 2 years ago, it sold out in an hour. And now it's selling out in 10 minutes. And it's like, oh, this is just like PAX and whatever. But this is supposed to be like the beer fest to go to. Like, I'm a huge fan of the Redmond Washington Brewers Fest, and that's awesome. But that's because it's just an outside fun environment world. And you get hang out in the sun. And even when it's rainy, it's still a really nice day. And then it's a good brew fest to bring like family to, since there's a bunch of food trucks and whatnot. And on days that aren't Friday, you could bring kids and everything. And so it becomes this like this beer fest that kind of everyone can go to, and there's enough for everyone to do. That's kind of the best beer fest for that reason. And then there's the South Sound Washington Beer Fest, which is the winter beer fest down here, was my favorite one because it was within driving and walking distance, or like Uber and walking distance. But now my favorite one, still, and at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And I have a feeling the reason they chose that was because it's a lot cheaper. And it was still a great beer fest, so I can't even complain. But I like that one a lot because I get a good hit on some good barrel-aged beers and try some new things. And there's some good breweries there that I don't get to see ever, like No Lie, or No Lee, I'm sorry. So that one's always a big one for me. And this year is still good. But it sounds like the Dark Arts Festival is like, if you like barrel aged beer, that's the one to go to. But I'm probably never going to make it to that one. And now the fact that the tickets are selling out in 10 minutes, and after talking to Ryan, he was saying that a lot of the times, like, you have to know what beers you want to go to, and you go straight to that beer. Because if you don't, it's going to be out by the time you come back around. And I'm just like, ah, this is already starting to sound like a beer fest I don't want to mess with. I don't like the competition. I don't like fighting for whatever to try a single beer. Like the Fremont, there's a big difference between Fremont at the Redmond Washington Brewers Fest and Fremont at the Tacoma Dome or the South Sound one, where the lines are, there's still lines at the South Sound one, but you're still getting a beer. Like even if everyone in the auditorium at that time stands in line, everyone's going to get that beer. At the Washington Brewer Fest one, you jump at that Fremont line, I mean, it's out by the time you get there most of the time. They've tapped the keg, and you're just like, oh, cool, what was I waiting in line for? What's even the point of this? I just spent 20 minutes standing in line for nothing. So, and, like, that line starts up 30, 45, an hour before it starts. So when it starts getting like that, I'm less interested. And there's too much good beer at the Brewfest just to waste time in a line on Fremont. Not that I don't love Fremont, but I could drink Fremont almost all the time. They're going to be, their barrel-aged stuff pops into, not only in bottles, but even on kegs pop into stuff at places all the time. Like little mini events where they're like, ooh, it's our barrel-aged event. You're like, cool. And they have at least one keg of Fremont. So it's not really worth my time to stand in line for it. Now let's go on to the beer I drank this week after that weird, crazy diatribe talking about Beer Fest. I just want to talk about the Darker Arts that, or I think it's called Darker Arts, that sold out. All that means is we're going to make a trip down to Astoria sometime this year that isn't going to be around a beer fest, unfortunately. But there's enough great beer in town. Even if you take away Fort George, there's still a ton of great beer and people and locations and stuff just to do there. So we'll make another trip down. The beer I drank this weekend, I didn't do too much. Like I said, I had the Firestone Walker. It had a weird name, something IPA, Distortion IPA series, it looks like. It was a very clear IPA, which I don't drink as many of those. I found myself that more often than not, I'm drinking hazies and juicies and stuff along those, like juice bombs. And they usually have a nice cloudy look to them. So it's kind of weird to see an IPA that's clearish, but it doesn't mean it's a bad IPA by any means. It actually probably arguably means it's a better IPA. In this case, it wasn't a bad beer. I drank it a little faster than usual, and it's because I wasn't really digging it. I didn't want to sip on that one. I wanted it to be done a little bit quicker. It wasn't bad. It was a little bitter, more bitter than I was expecting. And because it's in the series, I think it said it was number 14. So they've made 14 of these. I was kind of expecting it to be a solid beer, like something that they knew was going to be a home run. I don't know if they thought that about this, but it doesn't matter. It wasn't my favorite. It wasn't bad. The second one I had was the Shinerbach. And once again, I grabbed it because I like Shinerbach a lot, and I really like to see what they can do, I guess, as a brewery that I think just kind of got big. And I would, as much as I like them, I probably even put them in the top five in Austin right now. There's so much good beer there, and I think they make great beer. But they're like great party beer. Like they fit in that category of, if I was going to a party, I would grab Shiner. And then if I was going to a party that I knew people didn't drink a ton of beer, Shiner's a very safe bet. Especially like there was a straight up Shinerbach. It's a solid beer. It's very mild, very sippable, great for a summer party, great for an anytime party. I'm not here trying to shill Shinerbach, but I was excited to try this one. And this one was fine. It wasn't anything mind-blowing. I don't know what I was expecting from a pineapple coconut IPA. I guess I was expecting a little more of a pineapple taste or juiciness to it. And it wasn't bad. Once again, it just wasn't anything that blew my mind. The one beer that we did have, we ended up splitting on Sunday after we went and grabbed Peterson Brothers, which I'm going to talk about Peterson Brothers for a second because I'm going to do a little write-up on it. This has been my first inspiration to write something for a little while. So I'll give it a quick kind of heads up on that. But we grabbed the brewery bakery edition, the banana bread one. So we've had this one in the macaroon, and I don't know if there's other ones within this edition from the brewery. But the macaroon one was excellent. It was sweet, but it was meant to be. It tasted, it had just a crazy taste to it. I remember drinking and being like, holy cow, I need to get more beer from these guys. And that was kind of the beginning of my love for the brewery. Since then, I've tried like three or four beers from them. And they've all been really good. This one was an excellent beer, but barely banana. Like, you barely get that taste of banana. I would say when I opened the can, I could smell the banana. But trying to drink the drink of beer, I couldn't taste the banana at all. With that being said, solid Imperial Barrel Aged Stout. But doesn't taste the banana. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. I like banana, and hell, I even like fake banana because I love Runtz, and my favorite Laffy Taffy is the banana flavor. But I don't know if I wanted a beer that was going to be, I don't know, I guess, I mean, I keep kind of go back and forth on it. Like, a chocolatey banana taste might be really good. But, I mean, it's hard to say at this point. Either way, excellent beer, just not what I was expecting. And then the last thing is I went to a small event at Ollie Tap Room, which is, they were doing a flannel, I don't remember what it was called. It was some kind of flannel event thing. And it was dope because they had, they brought in, let me see if I get Flannel Fest. It was Flannel Fest. I don't own flannel, so that's a bummer. But I had a plaid shirt that was kind of flannel-ish. But they had Ruse Brewing and Great Notion. And all my buddies from Olympia were there. Seth and Lindsay plus, you know what? I think there's a picture of a good, like if you go on, let me see if I can bring this up real quick. These people up here are like here. That's my group of friends. I know a good chunk of them. Seth and Lindsay, I know the best. Marin, I know pretty well. We got Ryan. Ryan's the guy who's like the greatest beer nerd, greater than anyone else I know. I think that's Molly back there. I met this dude, Rich. I'm spacing on her name, unfortunately. But, it was really cool to hang out with all of them and get to try some Great Notion. Any chance I have to drink Great Notion, I'll take. And Ruse was actually really solid. I grabbed just it was the double IPA. I think it was the Juicifer. That's doesn't matter. It was Juicy, Juice Luminous or something like that. I think it was a double IPA by them. It was a great IPA. And then I had a hazy IPA from Ruse, and it was very enjoyable as well. And then I got to try the Bourbon Barrel Aged Bourbon Country from Goosehead Island because Seth grabbed one of the 10 ounces. And once again, solid beer. And then that's where I got the Triceratops Blueberry Stout, which I didn't think I was going to get this year. So I'm glad I was able to grab that. But that kind of leads into the topic I wanted to cover, was that as much as I love drinking beer, as I think everyone on here would agree that I do at this point, being the fact that I have one semi-failed, mostly failed podcast, and now I'm doing a little vlogcast thing, and I possibly for no one, but I enjoy doing it, so I'm gonna keep doing it. I think there is something better than just drinking beer, and it's drinking beer with people. One of my favorite things to do, and this, I think, that kind of what got me in the mood of this was thinking about like this time of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I usually like do a lot of things with family. And I'm extremely extroverted for the most part. I think I feel comfortable saying that, which is funny because it's like saying that like I'm heterosexual. It's not interesting, and everyone knows, like most people are. I would say people are, don't say what they are if they're just straight white or half white male. It's the same thing with extrovert. Like, most people are interested in introverted, or it's more interesting to be an introvert than it is to be extrovert, because a lot of people are extroverted. I should have said this. I thought about this earlier, and I thought, like, that would be kind of a bit. It's not funny, and it's stupid, and it sounds bad coming out of my mouth, but it's fine. I'm relatively extroverted, and so I get really charged up when I get to be around people. And as much as I like drinking isn't really that much fun by yourself. And I can think of a handful of times, maybe once or twice, I drank by myself and it's not. I mean, you get that little buzz, and then you, especially if you can ride that buzz all day, you're just like, yeah, that's fine. And one time was I got snowed in, and I was in Kent, and I had nothing to do, and I was within walking distance of a Safeway, and I was broke, so I grabbed a bottle of wine, came back, played Torchlight, and drank the bottle of wine, got a wicked terrible headache, and just slept all day. And that's not too different than what drinking alone is all the time. I like the act of hanging out with people and drinking. It really enhances the time. The entire time we were there, we were just talking about beer with Ryan, and I was talking about whatever with Seth, and I was talking about the History Museum thing with Molly, because that's where she works, and I was talking about whatever of Marin, and it's just, it becomes a really cool experience. And it's the same thing with what I do with Amanda. When I go, I like going to breweries, but I like going to breweries with Amanda. And we usually get a flight, and we get to try 6 different beers or 4 different beers, and we get to experience that brewery together. And that's what makes it a lot of fun. I mean, I like doing that with everyone. One of my more recent better experiences was hanging out with my buddy Brian up in the Georgetown area. We started at Lowercase, grabbed a little breakfast, grabbed a beer, walked over to the Machine House, grabbed another beer and some change, and the entire time we're just talking shit about whatever's going on in our life, about new jobs and new roles and new responsibilities. And it's drinking, as much fun as it is, it's 100 times better when you're drinking with someone else. And I rarely drink to get drunk anymore. I mean, it's been like the only times I could think of when I get much more than a slight buzz is when I go out to like a beer fest. And then every once in a while when I'm with a bunch of friends and we're getting kind of goofy. So yeah, I mean, that it's not much of a topic, but I could think of many times that have been a ton of fun. And there's even been times where I would make the argument that I was probably drinking alone, but I was justifying it. Especially back in the day when I used to play Counter-Strike until 4 in the morning, or Modern Warfare until really late. But I mean, it was still, I was still drinking alone, but I was drinking alone with people online that I knew. And especially with Counter-Strike, when I got in, like, I got into multiple clans, or I was in the precursor stage of joining multiple clans. And what made us fun is we were all just talking shit, drinking while we're playing this game until way too late, and we're all way too old to be playing those games. But it was like this weird community thing, and it reminded me so much of LAN parties and whatnot. And the beer fests are a blast, but what's more fun with the beer fest is being able to bring people to those beer fests, which is why we've brought our entire family to the Redmond Beer Fest at some point. And I've brought friends to the Redmond Beer Fest, and I bring people to different breweries around here. Even people, like most of my friends, while they don't, like, most of them drink pretty freely, and some of them don't drink as much or don't drink at all, but still it's just a good time to get together and hang out at a brewery and just talk shit for the day. I mean, same thing happens when I have people over here and we just grab a beer or we grab some whiskey or hell, whatever it is. It's as much fun as I love drinking. And I mean, I like drinking, but I like drinking with people more. I like drinking with friends more. It makes such a big difference. And it was a really good night hanging out with friends. And it's Seth and Lindsay are my closer friends, and I'm still just trying to get to know some of these other people. But everyone I've met in Olympia have been really cool, and it's been really fun to hang out with them. And like I said, I don't, at work, I don't really get to talk about beer in the same way I get to when I get to around Brian or when I get around Ryan, where I get to talk to these people who are like true, like as much of a beer nerd as I claim to be, and then aging beer nerd. It's cool to be able to talk to people who, one, are more versed in like just in like quality and taste of beer, and then a person who's more versed in like the actual like building of beer, because he's done brewed a bunch of his stuff. And it's just, it's fun to be able to get super nerdy with people of those of that caliber. I really like it, and it's the reason, part of the reason why the the thing at the History Museum and the thing at the fort are so much fun, is because we usually get a couple people going and we all get to just kind of be goofy and ridiculous and act like kids for a night, and then we go back home and enjoy life. So yeah, that was just my, I guess I'm thankful for how this year has gone. I've made some really good friends, and I wish the podcasts had gone a little bit differently, but I also understand why it went the route it did. And let me rephrase that, where I'm thankful I was able to do a podcast with friends. It was a lot of fun. It was a dream for a long time, and this year has allowed me to live out that dream. And it's unfortunate that it kind of ended, I guess, the way most podcasts go. And it's tough because you make the content and you post it and you're like, I wonder if anyone's listening or if this is doing anything. And it's hard. And I struggle with that still a little bit right now, knowing that I post these videos on YouTube and I glance back and I'm like, no one's seen it, or it has one or two views or whatever. But I just, at this point, I don't think I care. I think I want to keep doing this. And I found some time. I'm not playing D&D on Monday nights anymore. And I'm not drinking as much on the weekends. So I think a Monday to have a beer and talk about the beer I've had is a good way to go. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the climbing gym and the fact that I found a way to really continue to work out my body in a way that I would never have guessed 2 years ago. But I mean, I love climbing now. It's beyond a hobby. It's becoming a big chunk of my life. And that gym is awesome. I wish it was a little bit closer, and I wish it wasn't quite as busy at times, but I have a blast going there. And I've met some really cool people, not like lifetime friends, but some people have helped me with some really cool stuff. I'm thankful for the job I have right now. It's a great job. The people I work with are awesome, and it allows me to not have to commute up to Redmond, and that was a lifesaver, because it was killing me. That was literally killing my soul going up to Redmond every day. So, and either way, I'm just happy for the life I have. So I've been really, really happy. I was listening to a podcast today with Chris Hardwick and Dr. Drew, and they said that we need, as people, need to be more grateful and thankful for the things that we have. And I think that's true. And then I was listening to a podcast with Bert and Tom Segura, and they were talking about how it's hard to be real, especially in their line of work, because if you're sincere, if you show sincerity, it happens to, you get crushed, because that's what comedians do. And like, it was actually listening to the Fighter and Kid, I think it was 2 or 3 episodes ago. They were talking about and this was part of what kind of led into the talk of Bill or Bert and Tom Segura also, is that they were doing the Sam Adams commercial where they're saying thank you to someone. And it's just listening to comedians be sincere is weird, but awesome. And I think I need to make sure I'm saying thank you to people. Like I even Seth invited me out to go climbing into the Ollie Taproom thing, and I thanked him for sure. And I was like, I need to do that more often. And I'm not very good at it, because sincerity isn't my strong point either. So, well, that took a weird turn. I wasn't expecting to do all of that. I guess I had it in my mind, but I didn't know where I was going to go. I'm about to close up, but I said I would talk about Peterson Brothers. I'm going to try to write about it. But if you're in Tacoma area and you like sandwiches, do yourself a favor, visit 1111 Peterson Brothers or 1111. It's over on it must be on 11th Avenue and MLK, right? Something like that. It's a funny place, because it's like half rough, not rough, but like people who come there to drink. Like, the front bar part, there's just people who are just drinking to drink. And they're at the front there. They all know each other. They all talk to each other. They all hang out with each other. They have their same seats. They go outside and smoke together. They're just the same people who have been there for 20 years. And then, like, the back half of the bar are people who are like, I heard there's good sandwiches here. And they're in there. And they, you couldn't be, like, it's the people who are taking pictures of the sandwiches. And people who are posting on Yelp and stuff like that. But they make, one, they make just dynamite sandwiches. And every sandwich I've had there, I think I've had to have been there at least 7 or 8 times. I don't think I've got the same sandwich even once. Every sandwich has been awesome. I got the Philly cheesesteak this weekend. Oh, my God. After the climb and after not eating except for a protein bar all day, it was gorgeous. It's such a good sandwich. And then they had a cabbage sausage soup, and my God, it was excellent. I was so happy I got that. Prices aren't bad. I think it's about $10 for a sandwich. If you get the upgrade for the soup, it's a little bit more expensive. I mean, before the tip, I think we're at $28. And it's definitely worth it. And they have hot sandwiches and cold sandwiches. Our place for cold sandwiches, for the most part, is MSM. I think I've only had one cold sandwich at Peterson because their hot sandwiches are so good. But the other thing that needs to be said about Peterson Brothers is that they are, everyone there that works there is ridiculously nice. I've called in most of my orders like 3 or 4 times, and every time I call on, they're stupid nice. And then when you get there, they're ridiculously nice. And it's funny because, and I don't, like, if you take them and compare it to, like, I think the closest comparison would be Top of the Tacoma. That's excluding the Valley, which is also owned by Peterson Brothers and Peaks and Pints. But you check out, like, Top of Tacoma, which is kind of the same thing where it's, like, it's a biker bar that makes awesome food. And so it's, like, you get this weird mix of kind of hard biker dudes and like, rocker-type dudes, and you get these other people who are, like me, hipsters who are taking pictures of food and stuff like that. And raving about it on Yelp, and you're like, oh, okay. But the people there, I think, try to be nice and are not quite to the level of Peterson. Like, the Peterson people seem to generally enjoy their job and very happy they're there and are extremely happy, nice just in general. And Top of Tacoma guys, for the most part, are nice, but you could tell they haven't worked for it. And part of that might be because of how busy they are all the time. And Peterson is always busy also, but it's different. So my recommendation, I guess I have a weekly recommendation, but I don't know. We only eat out like once every 2 weeks. But my recommendation is Peterson Brothers. My recommendation is Drink with Friends. My other recommendation is the History Museum thing and the Fort Disqually thing. And then just drink local. There's so much good goddamn beer in Tacoma. And if you're not in Tacoma, I bet there's some great beer around you. One of these next couple podcasts is gonna be about, I think I'm gonna do beer goals for 2020. I need to write them out and think about that. I know one of my, I don't know what my beer goals is, but I know my beer FOMO has to keep dialing down. I still see every once in a while, I see something on Instagram and I'm like, I gotta grab that beer, and I just can't live that way. It's too hard to live that way. But, yeah, I think that's it. If you watch this or listen to this, thanks for doing that. If you watch this on YouTube, you don't need to subscribe yet. It's still early. This is 5 weeks in. Maybe when we hit episode 10 or 15, if I'm still doing this and I'm consistently doing it, please do a like or please subscribe. If you are on YouTube and you do watch this, please give it a thumbs up. If you're listening to this audio podcast, I don't know if you could like an audio podcast, but tell a friend. Say, hey, this guy's kind of interesting if you think this is interesting. And once again, I'm a little sorry for being a little more rambly today. I do best when I'm not quite as sleepy, and I end up being a little sleepy today. But either way, you can find me at Instagram. It's agingnerds_beer. You can find me on Twitter. I'm starting to get more active on Twitter. It's hard. Twitter is a tough one. I can't quite crack that nut yet, but I like it. I'm getting there again. It's just agingnerds on Twitter. On YouTube, I believe it's just Aging Nerds. I have a Blogspot or a Blogger, and it's Aging Nerds. In fact, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back over to the screen cap. AgingNerds.blogspot.com. Yeah. AgingNerds.blogspot.com. And I, like I said, I'm going to try to write up something for the first time in a long time. Oh, shoot. No, that's fine. I can't. We're already at 35 minutes, and this is far too long. But yeah, for the most part, everything I'm doing is kind of landing here. You have the Instagram on the side. It's only like two pictures at a time. And then you have Twitter below that, which I guess it posts everything I've ever posted on Twitter, which seems ridiculous, but that's okay. I'll figure that more out later. Once again, my Instagram. Oh, that's all the Taproom's Instagram. It doesn't matter. If you need me, comment on any of those things. I also have an email at agingnerds@gmail.com. No phone number or anything like that right now. And if you like it, email me. If you don't like it, email me also. I love talking. If you just need a place to drink, recommendation, or food in Tacoma, let me know that too. I do a lot of yelping. So thanks. I'm excited to continue to do this for the rest of the year, even if no one listens to this. I'm excited to continue doing this. Thank you very much. Good night.